I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about the canine program at the department. How long has the canine program been in place for Chillicothe?
Yeah, so our program for the canine has been in place just under 2 years that we've had Enoch, and it's going great. He's definitely an asset to our community.
The handler, Detective Sergeant Jeremiah Greider, works with Enoch all the time. It's a single handler for the dog, correct?
Yep. Detective Sergeant Greider is the handler. He actually purchased Enoch out of his own funding. He did that with his GI Bill, and they're extremely close. I love to watch them work together. Kind of like we spoke the other day is training. You know, these guys are constantly on the go. They're constantly learning new things and training on old issues. And so it's just amazing to watch a dog work and how smart and man, it's neat. It's neat.
How often is Enoch called on to help in the department and even outside the department?
Yeah, so it just kind of depends. Some weeks, like this past week, has been four times. He was called out four times on narcotic issues, on car stops. Sometimes he goes a week without even being called out or used. And then there's some days it's two or three times a day. It just kind of depends. And it just depends on how the criminal element is about in the community during that day or that week. And so it just varies. And we keep him around when we need him, though.
Do you work with other departments on the use of Enoch as well?
Yeah, we do. So when we started the program, we got with our insurance company and set up some memorandum of understanding with other departments, and kind of told them, here, if you need Enoch, here's what we need. You know, some of the basics of the narcotics, what it takes to call out a canine, kind of what they'll see if we do come out, and then also where he falls under the use of force continuum in law enforcement.
Has Enoch been used quite a bit in the recent past?
He has. I'll just use an example of a car stop. If an officer conducts a car stop and finds reasonable suspicion, they're able to call Enoch out. And when they call to utilize Enoch, they have to justify to Sergeant Greider what that is. And so they communicate. He decides they'll come out. And at that time, you know, I've watched him. I get to watch him. And I take a lot of time to watch him because I want to understand what's going on. I'm not doing the training, but I want to understand. So, you know, he's consistent. There's no doubt if he hits on a car or a piece of property, there's no doubt from what I've seen over time, no doubt that there is drugs in that item or in that vehicle or present or has been present. They train so much, you know. We hear excuses all the time. Well, there was food present, or there was this present. The unfortunate thing, that dog don't care about food. It doesn't care about treats, and so he's a working dog, and he's used in narcotics. He has de-escalated use of force for the department just through his presence alone. And so that speaks volumes right there. You know, we could have had a use of force, and that's something a police officer never wants to do, but you bring him on scene and he's in our use of force continuum, and it de-escalates by nature. He looks like a pretty angry dog, and so that helps in the line of work.
Is Enoch also part of public relations for the department?
Right now, I'm not ready to let him be part of public relations just because he is a working dog. Talking to Sergeant Grider, sometimes that public relations can hurt a working dog. And so maybe in the future, maybe once he gets a little bit older, but he's also, while he's an asset, he's a liability when it comes to public relations. And so I don't want to cross that line and do damage to our dog or put that liability out there. Kind of how Sergeant Grider describes it to me is, hey, he's here to work. He's here to find drugs. He's here to de-escalate. He's here to help us in the use of force continuum. He's not here to play. He's not here to eat treats, and he's not here to eat food. Enoch is business. And so that's the way, even though I look at him and want to play with him, it's not a good idea.
How long do you expect Enoch to be part of the department?
Yeah, so we've seen canines, and through the studies of before we got this program, anywhere from 9 to 13 years. Just kind of depends on the health of the dog. We're hoping 13, but we're preparing now for the future. You know, I think he's in year 2, but I think he's 2 or 3. So we're preparing now for that 10 or 13 years down the road. So
that is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.